Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
Good morning. It is 7:15. It's Galesburg Live. Glad to have you with us here this morning. We're going to talk some baseball here in this first hour. Got a game or two in yesterday. Not likely going to happen today, which is kind of the norm for early season in this part of the country. Galesburg High School head baseball coach Arnie Gonzalez joining us this morning. Coach, how are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, got a couple in yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah.
And a couple of wins. You had, what, Knoxville and Metamora in?
Yeah.
Couldn't have asked for a better day, honestly, it seems like, especially for this time of year, because you expect it to be more like today or pretty chilly also.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. Wind was howling out straight center and right center, but as the day went on and we got into our second game with Metamora, started to cool down, really started to cloud up, then the rain came in, and we played probably about three innings of that game and a little bit of a rain. But it was a beautiful day for the most part, just gorgeous. We wish we could have that every day, but it doesn't work out, and it's not going to work out today.
Well, and you're kind of used to it. I know Jim and I were talking, I think, yesterday morning that you had one year, maybe a couple, 3 years ago, that we had this unbelievable spring and nice weather, and you got both early tournaments in, and you were saying that was like maybe the only time in your tenure that's happened.
Yeah, that's not happened very often. Yeah. And I want to say that might have been about 4 or 5 years
ago.
Something
like that, yeah.
Beautiful weather in the month of March, and then actually, I think if I remember right, we got into the first part of the conference schedule in early April, and I think it really cooled off.
Yeah,
maybe had some 40-degree days and things like that, but it didn't last very long. But we'll see what this spring holds. Right now, I wish we'd have played in the month of February. It was a lot nicer in February than it is now, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how that works. But you were telling me that the rain today, even though you're not going to be able to have any games, saying the field is the point now kind of needs it because we didn't get very much precipitation over the winter to kind of help feed it.
Yeah, we could use some water out there. And as everybody knows, it was not a very wet winter. So any water we get at this point will help out the fields in the long run. So, you take the good with the bad and you deal with it. But, you hope for the best and you want to make sure our fields stay intact. So with the little water today or this weekend should definitely help out.
Well, let's talk about this year's team first off. Relatively young, is that right?
Well, we're pretty much half and half.
But okay.
We have a number of people coming back from last year, and we kind of planned it that way. We'll see how that goes over the long haul, but we like the idea of what we have. We have some good seniors and returning players in terms of returning junior and Rennie Schott, but for the most part, we're an older club, but we do have 10 new kids to the team. And we're hoping that not just this year, but next year will pay off and continue to pay off in the years to come.
You mentioned Rennie in particular. It's kind of interesting seeing the guys come through that had either their dad or, especially in his case, older brothers that have played, and sometimes they seem to get better. Now, you even got a case of that with like a Nick Fields as well. Had Davey and AJ and Chris and now Nick. So that's kind of interesting that you're kind of seeing that and just seeing it in the blood.
Well, yeah. It's great to see, and from my point of view, it tells me I've been here too long when I see stuff like that happen. But it is really neat to see. And what you enjoy most, like I'll use, Nick, for example, when his brothers were playing here, and then you see Nick outside the dugout when he's just a really, really little boy. And I'm hoping if he hears this, he'll like that. But it's just neat to see. And now they're at high school, they're teenagers. Just a couple years away from being a young man, and you really enjoy seeing that. And that's a neat thing to see from my point of view, and I always enjoy seeing the kids grow up and hopefully get a chance to coach them and come through and then move on into their adult and family life. It's neat to see.
It's kind of neat also because you just kind of know in watching a little one like that when they're real small running around, it's like, oh, yeah, he'll be out here someday. Yeah. Don't know if I'll be around when he's doing it, but he'll be out here. Right?
You do see that quite often. I noticed that yesterday. I saw some little boys playing behind our dugout. Even during the game itself, a tennis ball came flying over the dugout onto the field. We had to call time. But I saw those little boys, and I thought to myself, someday they'll be out here. If they enjoy being around here that much, someday they'll hopefully have a chance to be out here. And that is a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, and that's one of the neat things about us, especially here with the baseball reputation here in Galesburg, is that you'll see that, or you drive by a diamond and see kids playing. I guess it's a little bit different than you're a little bit younger than me, but when you were growing up and when I was growing up, that you would be out whatever sport was in season, and you know, like during the summer, we're out on the baseball diamond playing a pickup game. A little bit different now because there's so many actual games and leagues, but there's still a lot of baseball being played by the young kids.
Yeah, there is, and as you just mentioned, you remember the old days, kids playing out in the front yard, playing mm-hmm. football, or playing basketball in the driveway, or playing baseball down at ON when you're, 10, 11, 12 years old. And every once in a while, I'll be driving around in the summertime and I'll see some little boys playing at ON, Little League Park, or out at HT. And I'll just pull the truck over and just watch them for a few minutes, and just think that's really neat to see, because it shows me that, there are more important things than playing a video game or staying at home, texting on your phone with friends or whatever the kids do nowadays on these phones. And it's just neat to see that kids still get out and do that. I don't think it happens as often as it used to, but it still does happen. And that is really nice to see.
And even little things, even aside from out there kind of playing a pickup game, that I don't think happens as often, is just a couple of kids out there playing catch.
Yeah.
And, and I've heard, on multiple major league games, the announcers talk about this, especially former players, that, a lot of the issues with some of the injuries, whether it's pitchers or not, is arm strength. And they said a lot of that is because some of the younger guys growing up weren't doing that. I mean, you and I did the same thing. We start playing catch, and eventually you try to throw it as high as you could, or as far as you could, or as hard as you could. And, doing that over and over, you strengthen it up a little bit as you're coming up.
Yeah. And in addition to that, I think there are so many travel baseball leagues that go all the way down to the age of 8, 9 years old now, which was never around when we were growing up. And who knows what's right and wrong, but I can tell you this much. You hear more kids complain of, arm issues today, and you can't help but to think that, well, maybe it's because you've been trying to play baseball since you were 8 years old, and not just play once or twice a week for 5 or 6 weeks, but, playing 5, 6 games a week, for 60, 70, 80 games. And, and let's face the truth here. Sometimes they have an issue of trying to throw curveballs and sliders and cutters. And when you're 9 and 10 years old, and, it's just funny to me how, okay, yeah, you can do that, but I guess we don't understand exactly what can happen later on in their life, but who knows?
Yeah, and we would do that. We were playing, like messing around with it, not really know what we were doing, obviously, but not seriously in a game, though, trying to, and trying to overthrow and that kind of thing. I mean, of course, wiffle ball, that was a great thing. Anybody could throw a curveball, wiffle ball. That was great.
That's right. Wiffle balls and try to throw tennis balls through a garage or something like that, trying to throw as hard as you could. Those were the good old days, that's for sure. You don't see much of that anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, when you mention all the games, and it's not just baseball. I mean, basketball, there's other sports too. It's like, man, I was thinking as to when I was a kid or even in high school, as much as I loved basketball, mm-hmm. I was fine with what we did over the summer. The summer league was a couple of games a week for about 4 weeks. That was it. And we had open gym, something. Yes. And it's like, I didn't want to be traveling all over playing every weekend. I would have gotten burned out probably, and maybe not wanted to play as much as I loved it. And then, baseball the same way, our, league and the little league up into Babe Ruth. Maybe a game or possibly two a week, like you said, for a few weeks over the summer, and that was it.
Yeah, I think, and that almost, like you said, touched on, I think that's almost in every sport now.
Yeah.
And, I think there's a couple things to be said about that. I mean, first and foremost, you're keeping kids busy. What kids are doing something they really want to do, whether it be, basketball leagues or baseball leagues or soccer leagues or golfing all year round. There's nothing wrong with that. My only thing is that I think, again, we go back to what we talked about when we were young. It's something where you would kind of wish that, just kind of let kids be kids. And, when it's maybe spring and summer, it's baseball. When it's fall, it's football. When it's winter, it's basketball. And but now every sport crosses over into every season. And again, I don't know if that's good or bad. I know it keeps the kids busy and it gives them something to do. But it does take away from every sport that there, is to be out there. And there is something to be said about kids playing multiple sports and becoming better athletes, not just one specific sport, but better athletes. And we're guilty of it as well in baseball. Every sport is guilty of that. And that's just the way it is today.
Well, and I think a part of it, the kids and maybe their parents, if they weren't athletes, don't realize how some skill sets can cross over that, you know, you're doing this sport, it might be help you a little bit with that. Or if you're doing this one, it could help you with that. Or, you know, and you're just, like you said, you're going to be a better athlete. You're not just going to be, oh, this is a great basketball player. Oh, this is a great football player or baseball player, whatever. You're an all-around good athlete.
And, yeah, and again, we're guilty of it as well. And I love the idea of seeing, you know, 50 baseball kids wanting to play, you know, some baseball on the weekends in the fall time. But I would truly rather watch those kids playing other sports, you know, whether it be football or soccer or, you know, golf.
Cross country or golf.
Anything, yeah, cross country, because it just makes them overall a better athlete.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, over the years I've had opportunities to talk with many college coaches, and I think every college coach out there would be willing to say they would love to see kids play multiple sports. It just gives them the opportunity to learn from different coaches, become better athletes, and surround themselves with different kids all year round. It makes them overall just hopefully better people. But we're all into that now. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And if we're not doing it, then schools out of the Quad Cities and Peoria are doing it. And those kids are getting better. So you have to, again, take the good with the bad, and you move on with it, and you do the best you can. And hopefully give kids an opportunity to do something they enjoy to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a keeping up with the Joneses thing because, if our kids aren't playing, you know, they're behind the other kids that are. It's kind of a strange thing. Arnie Gonzalez joining us this morning, head baseball coach at Galesburg High School, season underway. You've only got, what, three games in so far?
Three so far.
Yeah. Well, hopefully some better. I was looking ahead at the forecast, and at least I think by Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, partly sunny in the upper 50s. So hopefully maybe by next week at some point you'll be able to get something. I know we've talked about this in the past, that the kind of the way you do the schedule, you schedule a lot more games than you're actually going to play because you know that you're going to have some mostly rainouts and sometimes due to the cold too. Hopefully that won't be the case. But
yeah, I think every coach in Illinois, West Central Illinois anyway, does the same thing. I'm sure they do it everywhere, you know, else in terms of, you know, the upper part of Illinois. You just never know what you're going to get weather-wise. I mean, we try to schedule anywhere between 42 to 43, 44 games, and that's what we did this year. And Mr. Flader and myself, our athletic director, we sat down and talked about this, and I said, Coach, you know we're not going to get these in. And he's been in this just as long as I have, so he knows the same situation or same scenarios that could possibly happen. And sure enough, I mean, we've already lost three games already. So, you know, we're getting to a point and it doesn't look good early in the week, but we play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And hopefully we'll get a few more games in, but we're building up to get to April. You know, you deal with what you get in the month of March. That's just the way it is. And you expect it and you know it. You know, would you love to play every game? Yes, but it's not realistic. And you have to try to keep the kids, you know, prepared and ready to go and keep their, you know, you want to keep their spirits high because they want to play. And that's just the way it is. But yeah, it'll get better as we keep going.
Yeah. Well, that's why it'd be great to be in Arizona or Texas or Florida where you can you just do it year round.
Oh, boy, you start in the month of February and then you keep going. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I think part of why you see so many, whether it's football, track and field, baseball come from some of those states because they're able to do it more often. And you know, actually be outside doing their sport.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more coming up, more about this season and what to expect. And Arnie's going to be giving it up after this year, 18th season. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. That coming up, it is 7:28. This is Galesburg Live. We will get an update on news with Nick coming up next.
If you are welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now this week's host, Tom Meredith.
WGIL 734, this is Galesburg Live. Thanks for being with us here on this Saturday morning. Tom Meredith, and my special guest this morning is Galesburg High School head baseball coach Arnie Gonzalez. The streak season underway. They've gotten three games in, got a couple in yesterday, a win over Knoxville, a win over Metamora before the rains. I guess the rains had started a little bit before you finished up with the Redbirds last night. We'll see the schedule this upcoming week. Maybe Monday and Tuesday. You may get Tuesday in.
Maybe.
Maybe. But we're going to get enough rain today that that field's going to be pretty wet for at least a couple of days.
It's going to be wet for a
little bit. A little more rain tomorrow and Monday night. So hopefully it'll be dry enough by Tuesday. Let's talk a little bit about personnel. You've got, as you said, you kept a few more players this year. Yeah, for one thing, you got to look at the future and get some guys in playing time that are going to be coming up. So you got 12 seniors on a squad of 23. So a pretty good mix of some veterans and a lot of new players as well.
Yeah, we basically just looked at potentially next year. And we wanted to make sure that after this year that we have a good number of players returning and get them some experience this year. Even though it's a quick season, we'll find a way to do it. And that's part of my job and our coaching staff's job is to make sure that our players are prepared to be ready to step up next year. So we like what we have. We have a good mix of upperclassmen, underclassmen, and we think that over time we're going to be okay. And we'll just keep plugging along, and hopefully the weather will cooperate here one of these days, and we'll be able to start getting a lot of games in, and we can start doing some different things with all that personnel. We've done a few things early, not as much as I would have liked. I know sometimes kids are kids and they get a little frustrated if they don't get in the game right away. But, you know, over time, I think they'll see that, you know what, you're going to get your opportunities, be prepared, and take advantage of the time you get.
Well, especially when you start getting into doubleheaders in the weekend and tournaments and stuff. Yeah, that, you know, you have to play some more kids. You can't wear guys out.
Right. That's right. And, and for example, you know, when we head down to Florida in 2 weeks, I mean, heck, we're going to play 7 games in 4 days.
Wow.
So, I mean, 3 doubleheaders back to back to back and then a single. So, guess what? There's going to be some different, you know, mix and matches, and that's exactly what we want to do. Although the conference season starts right before we leave, but at least it gives us more of an opportunity to see some more kids. And we're still at that time, we're still only in the second week of April. We still have the rest of April and 3 weeks into May before we get to the tournament to find some different combinations, and we'll find them.
Are you going to the Disney Complex again?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yep. So you always see some good competition there from different states that you probably will never see again, which is kind of a cool thing.
It is a neat thing. Although we do open up with Chicago Whitney Young.
Really?
It's really neat. I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, history of great basketball tradition. Yeah. I don't know anything about them baseball-wise, but I'm sure we're going to find out.
Have you ever played a public league team in baseball that you remember?
We played a Chicago vocational team several years ago.
Okay.
But they were more of a private school. Yeah. And I just spoke with their coach, nice guy, a while back when we got down there and getting ready to play him. And he was telling me some of the different things they do. That's the only Chicago or Illinois team that we played. Everybody else is from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
We play a team out of New York, a team out of Ohio, South Carolina, Georgia. I think even a team out of Florida. I have to take a look at the schedule. I thought so. But we're looking forward to it. It'll be fun. The kids are excited about it, I'm sure. But, you know, we're trying to keep them focused up on the idea that, listen, we want to play good baseball right now before we get there. So let's focus up on what we have to do. And they've responded really well to that.
Well, one of the great things also about a trip like that, great bonding experience for the kids. They become more of a team, hanging out together, being in close quarters with each other for a few days. It's really great, for individuals as well, not just as baseball players.
Yeah, it's not just about baseball. I know people think, all right, just going down there to have fun and this. Well, you know, yes, because we think our kids deserve that. You know, it's important for us as coaches to try to make sure our kids have a special feeling about what they do all year round. It's the least we can do is try to give them something that they'll remember the rest of their lives. But it's also more of a team bonding issue, to be quite honest with you. They're going to room with players they typically might not hang out with in the hallways or even on the field for that matter. And so we try to set that up that way. And it's typically responded very well by the kids. And they do a good job of that. And we're hoping that this continues this year.
And just in case somebody is thinking, well, gosh, the school has no money. How are they paying for this trip? They're not. You guys do all your own fundraisers. You take care of it yourself.
That's right. School district doesn't pay anything. Even transportation to the airport we pay for. So it's not a school-funded issue. I know we hear that quite often.
Oh, yeah.
And people just don't know what we're doing in that regard, and that's fine. But the kids do take care of it themselves. Their parents do. And they do a great job of that. And my thanks goes to the parents and to the kids, of course, but more to the parents because they do want to see their sons have an opportunity of a lifetime, and we do try to experience that.
Talk a little bit more about this year's team. What do you see so far in practice and these couple of early games as a strength? Defense, offense, pitching, where is there any particular strength, or maybe just you're pretty decent all around?
Well, I like the idea of what we can do physically, but I think more mentally right now is what I've been very impressed with our kids. They've been very receptive to what we've done. We feel they've bought in to the coaching philosophies of what we're trying to do. They listen. Our senior leadership has been very good in making sure that everybody stays on track. You hear comments every so often about our players trying to tell other players, whether it be younger players or even older players, let's stay together, let's stay focused, let's pick it up, et cetera, things like that. And that's nice to hear, because then that tells me that, you know what, they want to get better. They're not just here to swing a bat or throw a ball. They're here to get better, not just as baseball players, but as people as well. And they've done a good job with that. I've been very impressed with that. And I think over time, as we continue to play, we're going to get better physically in terms of, you know, our hitting and offensively and defensively. And we had a little bit of a down day yesterday defensively. I don't think we played as well as we could. But I think over time, I think that will change. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I mean, was that partly due to the wind, or was it just more of a mental thing, or kind of a combination maybe? Or,
you know, I like to say that, you know, I'm going to tell myself right now that I think it was a weather type situation. There were a couple of plays that could have been made and should have been made. And I think the kids will be the first to tell you, because I saw them when I speak with them between innings. They say the same thing. That's my coach. I'll get that right. And I believe that, you know, when they tell you and they look you square in the eye, you know, typically that means they're going to make that play the next time around, or they're going to do everything they can to make that play. I think the wind could have played a little something with a couple of baseballs yesterday, and I thought the wet weather could have played a factor in some of our walks. I thought we walked a few too many people, but that mound was getting rough as the rain kept coming down. So, you know, first time out, we hadn't really been on the mound or in a field in the last few days due to the weather. So we're hoping that over time, we'll get that squared away, and I'm confident we will.
Well, I guess also early in the season, it's nice to hear for you, I'm sure, guys owning it. That's not making excuses or anything. It's like, yeah, hey, I should have had it. I'll get it.
No,
that's kind of cool to have them own it.
It is, and we stress that from day one, mm-hmm. that there'll be no excuses. You make an error, that's yours. You clean it up. You walk somebody, that's your fault. You strike out, that's your fault. That's nobody else's fault. There are no excuses. Baseball is such a great sport, a one-on-one. There's no reason for you. If you fail, then that's your fault. That's your reason for failing, and you have to clean that up. And the kids know that. And we've tried to harp on that and let kids know there's not going to be any excuses. This isn't, you know, Little League baseball. This mm-hmm. isn't Pee Wee's, and we have to hone up to our own mistakes. And the kids have been really good with that. So I'm confident they will clean up their own mistakes, and we're going to keep going.
Talk a little bit about the upcoming Western Big Six conference mm-hmm. season. Who's strong? Who are you looking for? Any stars out there that are going to be really tough to either hit or pitch against?
Well, it's typical. Mm-hmm. Moline, UT's come a little ways. The team that I'm impressed with and have been impressed with the last couple of years has been Quincy. You know, they struggled for a number of years down there, but over the last couple of years, they've gotten better, and I think they're even better this year. And not to mention, Alleman was a very young ball club last year. That doesn't always translate to wins the next year, but they'll be very competitive. Their coach does a nice job with them. And Rock Island, I know, was a young team last year. I'm sure they'll be better this year. I think our conference has been down a little bit the last few years. I think it'll be much better this year, much more competitive. Moline lost a lot of kids, but they're typical Moline. They always come through with some kids that can play a little bit. And we're looking forward to playing each and every one of them each Saturday when we get the conference season rolling.
Quincy's pretty interesting. As you said, they've been down a little bit. You know, always been a basketball school, soccer school. They've always been good. But now, over the last several years, football. I mean, of course, their volleyball has been good, too. But mm-hmm. Still good in basketball, football. Now baseball just kind of – is it a matter? Has it been changes in coaching staff or just getting kids out, do you know?
I think it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to say that the previous coach didn't do a good job, because he did. He was a buddy of mine from Monmouth College. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think they just didn't have the players, and I don't know if that's just a generational type thing. But now their new coach Brigham does a nice job down there, and they've got some players. Man, we noticed last year that they were just big, strong kids, similar to, you know, their football and basketball kids. You know, and so I'm just thinking, well, they must be going through a change. You know, and I liken Quincy to us a little bit. you know, in so many ways, not just from a school aspect or an athletic standpoint, but from their community itself. Mm-hmm. They've hit some rough times as well. And but I like what he does down there, and he does a good job. So they'll be competitive, and hopefully we'll be ready to play when we play each and every one of those schools, because it'll be a good season this year.
Longest tenured coach in the Big Six?
Yeah.
I figured that.
Boy, that's kind of odd, isn't it, to say that?
You're not even, you're only 29. How do you do
that's
that?
That's right.
Yeah. Artie Gonzalez joining us this morning. He's the head coach of Galesburg Silver Streaks baseball team. We'll talk more about that coming up. 7:45, it's Galesburg Live.
Mayor John Pritchard.
The official WGIO forecast: showers, possibly a thunderstorm throughout the day. Look for high near 62 this afternoon. Showers likely tonight, maybe a thunderstorm as well. Some patchy fog possible overnight, the low 49. Sunday, patchy fog early, otherwise a slight chance of showers through mid-afternoon. Cloudy, the high 60. Mostly cloudy, 45 tomorrow night. Monday, cloudy, chance of showers 58. By Tuesday, partly sunny of 57. 45 right now at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Congratulations to Kara Adolfson of Knoxville, Ed Leeson of Galesburg, and Nancy Berry of Galesburg. They were all winners of Cardinal Cub tickets in our Love Your Team ticket giveaway from WGIL. Galesburg Live, thanks for joining us here this morning. Head baseball coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Artie Gonzalez, joining us here this morning in his 18th season at the helm. A total of, what, 25 years with as a coach with Galesburg Silver Streak Baseball. Then you had another, what, four as a player, so 29 years, man.
Well, yeah, you know, and I can't ask for anything better. I've said this several times or numerous times over the last few weeks. I've been so blessed to have what I've had, not only the opportunity to do what I've done. You know, you come back to the high school you went through and you go away just a few miles up the road and you come back, you know, and coach and teach at your alma mater. And I've just been blessed. So I've been very lucky and thankful to District 205 and the people of Galesburg, because they've supported Galesburg baseball for this entire time. And it has just been outstanding.
Well, you've decided to give up the coaching side after 18 years. Still going to be teaching, but I'm guessing part of the reason, you got a couple of young ladies in your household that are what, in junior high now?
They're junior high.
So that's gonna have you hopping here for the next few years.
So. There's no doubt about that. People want to talk about all the different situations that are going to be coming my way with two young girls, but that's okay. You know, I look forward to that, and that's one of the reasons why I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And plus, you know, the way I look at this is they are involved in athletics. You know, for the better part of, you know, 25 years, I've been coaching other kids. Now it's time to coach my own, and not just in athletics, but overall. And I know, you know, my wife Sharon does a good job of that, but a great job of that. But I need to be a part of that as well, and I look forward to it. I've missed so many things over the years. I look forward to being a part of some of those things again, and we'll see how it goes, and I'll spend more time with my girl and see how it goes, and everything will work out. I want to be sad on that last day. You know, when you do something for so long, you know, you always reflect back, I'm sure, and think about, you know, what could have been different. I wouldn't change a thing. I've enjoyed everything, and I've been, again, so blessed and very thrilled to do what I've been able to do, and lucky. So look forward to it.
Well, I suppose it had to be on your mind for a while too, over the last couple of years, knowing that they're getting older. It's like, gosh, they're in junior high now, and they're involved in athletics and other extracurriculars and everything, and will probably be even more so as they get older.
Yeah, and I think every parent goes through that at some point. You know, you don't want to miss everything that your kids do. And I've talked to so many coaches that have been my mentor, and they say almost the same thing every time. You know, spend time with your kids. Don't throw it to the side and say, well, I can catch that later on, because it never happens. And I just didn't want to do that. And again, the energy and the to put into our program baseball wise. We talked about it earlier about how doing things year round and summer and fall. I'm not looking forward to doing that anymore. And I always said from day one, if I ever felt like I'm going to do that, then I don't need to do this anymore. Let somebody else with a little bit more energy and enthusiasm do that, carry the program in the right direction, hopefully, and I'm sure they will, and let them take it and go. It's just time for me to step back and be a spectator and enjoy it.
You know, that's something you hear almost every coach say when they're asked, well, when are you going to give it up? And you get to that point when it's not fun anymore, and it's not even necessarily the games. When that preparation and that off-season stuff doesn't become fun anymore. It's like if you don't have your heart into it, you can't give that to the kids, which they need.
Yeah, and the one thing I've noticed, and it's – I think anybody who's watched me over to even this last couple of weeks will notice that I'm still enthusiastic about the game. I still love the game of baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can go to a baseball game every day of the week and sit down and just watch and enjoy it. It's everything that comes with it, all the off-season stuff, all the preparation, all the documents and things you have to prepare for online to get prepared for a season, just stuff like that. I'm just not looking forward to doing anymore. And like I said, and I always said, when I get to that point, let's move on, let somebody else do it, and they'll do a great job with it, and sit back and enjoy life.
So Schwabe was wrong. Schwabe said if the Cubs won the World Series, you'd retire because of it. So it wasn't that. Is that right?
No.
I'm actually making that up.
I won't lie to you. I might even have a chance to go watch a few more games.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I look forward to that. But there are just so many other things.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about it actually even recently. Boy, you know, next year at this time, I can go to Indianapolis, Chicago, watch a final, you know, a Final Four contest. I can do at that point whatever I want to do. You know, over spring break, maybe take off and you know, head to the mountains or do something like that, and travel and do things I haven't done yet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wait too long. I you know, we're starting to get to the age where we're seeing a lot of our friends pass on, and maybe not get an opportunity to do the things that they wanted to do. I don't want to be in that boat, so I want to have some opportunities to do a few more things. So, and like I said, I want to spend a little bit more time with my girl and see what happens, and we'll go from there.
Well, yeah, because your entire adult life, basically, you have, if you wanted to go catch an early season game when school is still in session, you haven't been able to do that because every Saturday, for the most part, and if you didn't have games like today, well, it's because it's raining and you couldn't make plans quick enough anyway to go do something like that. So, yeah, so you've been limited in the things you can do, and yeah, you get to a point where it's like, you know, it'd be nice to maybe, like you said, spring break's another one with you.
That's right.
As a teacher and with Sharon being at the high school as well, and hey, taking the daughters and being able to
that's right
actually do something instead of being totally consumed with
right.
with your sport.
I think the biggest thing that when it hit me the most last year was, and I'll just tell this quick story, was visiting my friend, who I typically see maybe once a year. And, you know, what happened was I realized that, you know, I wanted to spend some more time with him, but I had to get back and coach a summer game. And I thought to myself, you know what, this isn't fair to my kids. This isn't fair to me. I think I need to reevaluate what I'm doing here. And that's what hit me the most. And quite honestly, as we talked about earlier, baseball is just not a spring sport anymore. It's a summer, it's a fall, it's a winter. And, all the time and effort that we put in to make our program a successful one. And if I felt like, and I do feel this way, that if I can't get forth that commitment the way it should be, then I need to step back and let somebody else do it. And there will be somebody that will come in and give it just as much enthusiasm and go from there. And I look forward to seeing that. I really do. So
any thoughts that you might not have been thinking that far ahead that, you know, eventually it's like, okay, I've been out of it for a few years. You know, the girls are, you know, out of school now or whatever. And, you know, maybe I'd like to get back in it in some capacity. Anyway.
Yes. And matter of fact, I've even mentioned that, you know, I may pop up at a small school somewhere as an assistant, or maybe even come back here in Galesburg in a couple of years and maybe be a freshman coach. Something. Now, I don't know, after being a varsity coach for a while and seeing that level of play, I'm not sure I can do that, but
yeah.
You know what? I'll never be able to just throw baseball aside right. And put it in a back burner and not do something with it. I've enjoyed it so much. It's given so much to me and my family, not just my, you know, my immediate family, but, you know, my mom and dad, my brothers and people that have known me and given me an opportunity to do some things. And I've been just enjoyed it so much. But I will pop up somewhere and do something. I look forward to that. And right now I just need to step back for a little bit. reevaluate and see how it goes. And I think it's only fair to our program and to our kids that they get somebody who's willing to take the, as soon as our season's over, they take it from day one and keep moving forward. And I know that will happen.
You know, it's amazing to see, like, for instance, Dallas Green passed away the other day, former Cubs general manager. He's with the Phillies. 61 years, I think it said, in professional baseball.
I just can't
even fathom doing something for that. Even then, even though it's been in different capacities, but as a player and a manager and as a GM and a front office and all that, that's, I don't know how they can do that.
I don't know. I have no clue. And, you know, and you put it in those perspective, I look at it as if to say I've been playing baseball, or baseball has been a part of my every year life since I was 7 years old. And I know there's so many people out there that can have even more of that, you know, can relate to that. But I'm just saying, I'll be curious to see how I feel on the very last day when that season ends. And I've told Mr. Flader, I said, I'm going to walk in the next morning. I'm going to turn my keys in and I'm just going to walk away and, you know, go from there. I said, I'm sure it'll be a sad day, but I look at it as if it's a new chapter of a book. That's all it is. And we keep moving forward, and there's so many more chapters ahead, and I'm looking forward to this one.
Well, and probably when practice time rolls around next year, you'll be feeling a little bit in first game, but you can still be around, and you'll still go to games. You're still going to watch these kids. You're still going to support them.
Yes, no doubt. And I'll do everything I can to help out whoever the new person is that comes in and takes the reins. I'll do whatever I can to help him. But at the same time, I look at it as if to say, you know what? I remember when Coach Brewington came up to me and told me that he was quitting or retiring, and I took over shortly after that, that it's a learning process. And I think it's something you can take pride in the fact that, you know what, you can do something on your own, and you have to learn by your mistakes, and that's the only way you do learn. And I think that whoever the next guy is, I'll be more than happy to help out, but at the same time, he's got to learn on his own and do the things he wants to do because it's his program.
Right.
And so my thought is, I will just step away and let it go and move forward.
Arnie Gonzalez joining us this morning. Galesburg High School head baseball coach, calling it a career as far as just the baseball side of things.
Mm-hmm.
After 18 years at the end of this season. Well, hopefully that's going to end up with a state tournament run also. That couldn't be more fitting, right?
Well, it would. And, you know, over the years we've seen so many great athletic personalities end out on top. Why can't we?
Exactly.
And you know what? If we get there, it's because the kids work at it and do the things they're supposed to do to be successful, and I'm confident we have an opportunity to do that. I like our makeup of our kids and their aggressiveness, and they want to be successful as well, and we're looking forward to that, and let's hope for the best.
Arnie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck. Hopefully you get some games in next week, and we'll have some good weather for some upcoming games and your trip to Florida and everything as well. Coach, we'll talk with you later in the season, all right?
Tom, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Arnie Gonzalez joining us here this morning. It is 8 o'clock.
News, weather, sports, and